In this series, we're presenting exactly 100 songs that went down in history, basically of Czechoslovakia and the Czech Republic. And this is to mark this year's 100th anniversary of the founding of Czechoslovakia. These are songs that were either very popular in their day or were important during crucial moments in the country's history, or simply they were the most popular song that year, getting endless play in cabarets, cafes, and theaters, and who knows where else, concert halls, I suppose. So we're going to be playing that for you for the foreseeable future. And if you've been following the format, basically what we have now, this Sunday, is a roundup of the first five entries, beginning with the year 1918. So this week, from Monday to Friday, we heard the first five songs coinciding with the first 5 years of Czechoslovakia's existence. So the most popular songs for each year, beginning with 1918. And what was the most popular song for 1918? Well, that one is called The 35ers, and that was kicked off by Ruth Frankova. Hit of the Century.
We start with 1918, the year marking the birth of the Czechoslovak Republic. That, however, was not until October. In January, people were experiencing the last, but for many of them, endless months of the First World War. At home, in the shadow of the fighting, there is hunger. People stand in endless queues for bread, milk, or at least a small bit of meat, saddened by the news of those who have fallen somewhere on the Russian or Italian fronts. And far away in the trenches is the same hunger, cold, and dull despair. Some units and individuals have managed to make it to the other side, and thus emerged the already famous Czechoslovak legions. From in this atmosphere comes one of the legends of Czech culture, Karel Hašler, at that time an extremely popular actor and director, but mainly known as a singer and songwriter for his military song Pětatřicátníci, or 35ers. It is dedicated to the famous 35th Pilsen Marching Regiment, which always brought honour to the Czech military and after 1918 significantly helped to defend the independence and borders of the newly emerging Czechoslovakia. The regimental flag reads, "We will endure until we are victorious." It led the soldiers not only away from the Czechoslovak lands, but also in battles back at home. However, it was not always successful, and during the fighting on the Russian and Italian fronts, many 35ers have lost their lives. It is even mentioned in the third verse of Hašler's song, "The Pilsen Regiment, Heaven, God, Sacrament, to the north where the water runs, laying buried under the ground, the wind murmuring a song over their heads." A song about boys like flowers who know no fear, composed and sung in 1918 by Karel Hašler. Since then it has been redone many times. It even became the anthem of Pilsen hockey team. You can listen to an interpretation of it by Šlapeto.
Plzeňský regiment, jim herbo sakrament, posou chlapci jako pány, každý je jak malovaný, žádné básně neznají, veselé si zpívají. Hyml, herbo, sakrament, veselé v tý smrti kráčí, třeba z doma hořce pláčí, prosté hokice zlata, ta plzeňská děvčata.
Pětatřicátníci, chlapci jako květ, na vás byla vždycky
ten im herbów sakrament na serce stry pobierzi. Pochowani w zemi leci, wieterek mu nad głową śpiewa pieseń dumową.
It's 1919, and the name of the song is Vítězná Madelon, or La Madelon. Welcome to Hit of the Century, our series in which you will get closely acquainted with hit songs across 100 years of Czechoslovakia's and the Czech Republic's existence. One song for every year since the country was founded. And today we focus on the second year of Czechoslovakia's existence, 1919. In the military archives, it's not hard to find songs which were popular during both world wars and served as a kind of moral support during those times of conflict. One of the most famous Czech songs from World War II, which gained international fame and recognition, is Vévoda Škoda Lásky, which English speakers came to know as the Beer Barrel Polka, or Roll Out the Barrel. By comparison, today only a few people in the Czech Republic will probably remember similar songs just as popular during World War I. But one exception was known in Czech as Vítězná Madelon, or in French as La Madelon, a French song which will also lit a spark in more than one Czech heart. It tells a story about soldiers flirting with a lovely young waitress in a country tavern. And although it was French, in Czechoslovakia the Czech version resonated greatly thanks to a successful translation by the writer, journalist and singer Eduard Bass. He's well known even today as the author of novels like Circus Umberto. La Madelon later found itself in the first post-war program of the Prague Cabaret called the Red Seven. After that, it spread quickly, and within the post-war enthusiasm, it became the most popular post-war song even in Czechoslovakia. Its vibrant melody no doubt added to its significant appeal, and hearing the song, we can recall the euphoria that many Czechs as free citizens of a new independent state must have experienced 99 years ago. We hear a version of the famous song now by Rudolf Belar, and he's accompanied on piano by Milan Jira.
Léta bídy už jsou v dálce, národové spojení učinili přítrž válce, všechno to nevnadšení. A kdo v čele vší té slávě, toť Madelon škádlivá. A kde číž se zvedá právě, písnička jen zaznívá. Hej Madelon, hej, dobrého vína dej. Madelon, nalej mi vína, v naše vpadni veselí. Německo už pohasíná, však jsme jim to natřeli. Madelon, nos víno stále, donesla hví celý koš. Ať nám k slávě žijí dále, Joffre, Clemenceau a Foč. Madelon tu nezahálí, víno pilně nosí dál. V tom však vidí, kterak zdáli, jde sám Guro generál. Chtělo sice v domě skrýt se, děvčátko to nesměle. Generál však zjasnil líce a zavolal vesele. Hej Madelon, hej, dobrého vína dej. Madelon, nalej mi vína, v naše vpadni veselí. Německo už pohasína, však jsme jim to natřeli. Madelono svíno stále donesla hví celý koš, ať nám k slávě žijí dále Joffre, Clemenceau a Foš. Zlatým písmem do mramoru dítky vryje jednou čas jména těch, kdož plní vzdoru dneska zachránili nás. O naší až zvíte tísni Madelonky pomněte, která sladkou něhou písní těšila nás prokleté. Hej, Madelon, hej, dobrého vína dej, Madelon, nalej mi vína v naše vpadni veselí. Německo už pohasína, však jsme jim to natřeli. Madelono svíno stále donesla hví celý koš, ať nám k slávě žijí dále Joffre, Clemenceau a Foš.
1920, Song from Youth, The Summer Night Was Blooming. 100 hits from the Republic, the big listening contest to decide on the best Czech song continues today with a trip back to 1920. Life after the war has returned to normal, and above all, Czech cultural circles have begun to bustle with activity. A series of theaters and cabarets have emerged, and people once again are looking to have fun and to enjoy themselves. The Prague cabaret, the Red Seven, was experiencing its greatest period of creative growth. The expanding company even founded a branch in Brno and undertook trips to the countryside for their fans, who could not make it into the city. One of their most enduring and famous songs, The Song from Youth, was inspired by a random evening stroll taken by lyricist Eduard Bass and composer Jiří Červený after a tour performance of the Red Seven in Kolín. As musicologist Josef Kotek discovered, the inspiration behind the piece was a refrain from a song played at a dance that the two authors observed from afar at the local Nazametské restaurant. Suddenly, they realized that the fun was no longer geared towards them, but rather towards the next generation. And this brings us to an interesting point. Along with the print version of this chanson, saved in the Red Seven's archive, was found a handwritten, self-critical note from Jiří Červený, written years later. It is not a sentimental song, he wrote. It demonstrates rather a realistic resignation. When the song was written, Bass was 23 years old and Červený was just a year older. Will you look at that? Perhaps we were young old-timers. Their song from youth, which seems to commemorate younger times, is tinged with nostalgia, and to this day, it remains an interesting document outlining the differences between generations. This is even more so the case when the old version is sung by Sonja Červená, a world-renowned opera singer, and the daughter of Jiří Červený, accompanied on piano by the author himself.
Letní noc se rozklenula nade mnou, zlato hvězd se tiše třpití v tmách. Za městečkem voní, vůní tajemnou, pokosený jetel na lukách. Z řady oken zář se line v temnotu, jimi vidíš němých stínů chvat. Mládenci a dívky přišli v sobotu na zámeckou večer tancovat. Písničko již jsem měl rád, kde jsou ty chvíle, kde je ten čas, kdy já jsem býval. Vy života pod zlatými hvězdami, životy, jež unášíte v dál. Opuštěn tu stojí poutník neznámý, rád bych se vám dneska zpovídal, že jsem z díky bral, co život nabízel, a že nelkám proto, co zas vzal, že jen teskný nápěv, jenž mým mládím zněl, vzpomínky mi v duchy rozehrál. Písničko již jsem měl rád, vždyť jo to cítím, vždyť jo to vím, že nejsem už mlad.
In the series Hit of the Century, we present 100 songs that went down in the history of Czechoslovakia and the Czech Republic. They were either widely popular, important during crucial times in the Republic's history, or won the hit parade of the year. We continue with the year 1921. It was the period in which the Czech cabaret, the Red Seven, was experiencing its greatest prosperity. In October of 1921, the cabaret moved into the wine cellar of the municipal house in Prague. The repertoire, which was a mix of songs, couplets, and played-out scenes between the predecessor for small-scale theaters. The young group of intellectuals was trying to respond to life's problems in an entertaining, recessive form. The leading members of the Red Seven included the songwriter and satirist Charlie Balling. The trained chemist was a big fan of cabaret. He later used his experience on the stage as the director of the Copyright Protection Association. To this day, Balling's name and the Red Seven repertoire are connected to a marching song from 1921 called The White Soldiers. And what is this song about? It tells the story of soldiers staying in a Czech village to practice military maneuvers, where they proceed to fascinate the local girls. The 1960s female vocal group, the Incognito Quartet, sadly only sang two stanzas about the informative tale. Regarding the third verse of the original song, the ladies were strangely silent. Therefore, let me give you at least a verbal quote from the song. The story of the smitten girls goes as follows, quote, "In the year following the departure of the 8th Regiment, 10 virgin diapers are washed and ironed. 20 virgins look around through teary blue eyes. 30 virgins have little baby soldiers to rock to sleep. Only the grandmother, she's happy, and she's already 60. The soldiers were smart, but there's more about that in Balling's actual song.
Holky už nám do vsi táhne osmej regiment.
Mušketýři,
fizilíři,
dragouni
a kanonýři.
Nejhezčí však mezi nima bílí rejtaři. Nejhezčí však mezi nima bílí rejtaři. Barty machři už jsou tady, barty hledají. Holky, tohle bude mela, každá z vás by chlapce chtěla. Nejraději však byste holky bílí rejtaři. Oni umějí milovat a pěkně zpívají. Vojáci rejtaři bílí, vojno veselá. Proč by vás děvčata chvíli milovat neměla? Po boku palmaš na kavátě přesky, buďte tu s Bohem, vy panenky hezky, až se na nás pomene. Modlete se za nás, Otče náš. jsme je regiment. Mušketýři, fyzilíři, dragouni a kanoníři, nejhezčí však mezi nima bílí rejtaři. Nejhezčí však mezi nima bílí rejtaři. 10 panen prádlo žehlí tyhle spodničky, 20 panen kolem točí roztoužený modrý oči, 30 panen rozestýlá bílou postýlku, i ta váma chtěla by vejít mladší na chvilku. Vojáci rejtaři bílí, vojno veselavo, leď! Proč by nás děvčata chvíli milovat neměla? Bomboku, palaš, takováte přesky, buďte tu s Bohem, vy panenky hezky, až si na nás vzpomene.
And now, in this series, just a quick reminder, we present 100 songs that went down in history in Czechoslovakia and the Czech Republic. Today, we are in the year 1922. What sort of soldier is one for which no love blooms? That was one of the biggest hits, and one of the greatest stars of that time was the author, Karel Haschler. He was a multi-talented artist, confirmed by his profession. Listen to this. Singer-songwriter, actor, lyricist, composer, writer, screenwriter, playwright, and director. The almost sensational reverberation of his songs caused Karel Haschler to establish his own publishing house right after the creation of the First Republic. There, he published all of his later productions, and there were more than a few. Between 1918 and 1935, he penned over 22 songs. He first wrote hits for the cabaret. In 1922, he scored with a marching song, What Sort of Soldier is One for Which No Love Blooms? In reality, the song acted as a grueling reminder of the new complex Czechoslovak army. From today's perspective, it is unbelievable how quickly this song spread. During a time when Czechoslovakia did not even have radio or its own recording industry, never mind film accompanied with sound. Not yet, not for a while. On the cover of the print edition of the song in 1922, a soldier timidly salutes, raising his hand to a French beret, not to the later established boat-shaped hat military. This appears to say that the beginnings of the Republic were difficult, even with regards to soldiers' uniforms. Haschler's song, according to historians, deserves credit to some extent for fostering public sympathy towards the Czechoslovak army. Here's the song. What have we heard? We've heard recaps of all 5 entries this week in our new series and contest called Hit of the Century, this time from the years 1918 to 1922. And what do we want you to do? Well, we want you, the listener, to take part. This is your opportunity to choose the best of the 5 so that by the time we get to the end of this cycle, we will have entries that will have been chosen for each week, which will make it to the next round until eventually we get to the quarters and the semi and the final and choose, indeed, the song that will be the hit of the century here on Radio Prague. You can, of course, cast your vote online. You can find details, all the details, at our website. Radio.cz is the address to visit. And, of course, the idea there is to visit Radio Prague on Facebook. You can also tweet your response. You can let us know what you think. You can let us know about the songs and let us know your response. We're very happy to hear from you. But that's it. Vote, vote, vote. Take part. Listen in again next week for a brand new selection of 5 songs. That's it from us for now. I'm Ann Vellinger. Tune in again all week and tune in again next Sunday for another recap.